that. And I told you last night, I'm going to try not to take too long, but I'm going to try to give you just a little bit of the story, how God's brought us here, because it is a miracle. Amen. Miracles that have happened. And so, I don't know when to start. I could start, I guess, probably when I was 17, but I won't do that. I'll start when me and Sister Bethany got married, January of 2004. And then we came to revival here at Kilgore and preached a revival at Kilgore, Texas in March of 04. Just a couple months later, we came and preached a revival here. And Brother Bob and Sister Bobby, everybody knows them. Don't anybody don't know them. Y'all stand up. Amen. Stand up. Give them a hand. Amen. They're the only ones that's here this morning that was in that church, in that service, or that revival. And there was others attending the church at that time, but very few. We had a good revival, and we left, and Sister Bethany was, of course, I don't know. She never played the piano before, but I think she got up there on the piano one night or something during revival. And I know she was on the piano bench, and the Lord spoke to her and said that we'd pastor this church. And I said, "Oh, you just felt sorry for those people." That's exactly what I said. Not nothing bad or nothing. That's just what I said. And in June of that year, in May we lived in Thayer, Missouri, where Brother Don Tabor is pastors there, and we was out fishing, and he said, "Brother Samuel, you need to be praying about pastoring a church." Well, he knew, of course, he had, you know, had a lot of contact with this church and was on the board here at the church at that time. And he knew, and they had talked to him about it. But he didn't tell me nothing. He just said, "You need to be praying about pastoring a church." So there was a church over in Arkansas, that a real small church that I'd preached at and things. And so I started praying about that church. That's the only one I could even think about, you know, that was even close to anything. So I started praying about pastoring that church. And, of course, you know, I just started praying about it. So I was in Virginia in June, and I went down to the church, my father-in-law's church, and I started praying, and the Lord started dealing with me about pastoring. And so I thought it was over in Arkansas, and I prayed it through. And, you know, you may look out, y'all out there, the pastors are here this morning, will know what I'm saying, but when you pray it through, it's not necessarily something to shout about. But it's a heavy burden that comes upon you right then. And when I prayed it through, I accepted that burden from the Lord. And I accepted God's will. And it wasn't, even though the peace came, it wasn't like that I felt like shouting at that moment, I can tell you that. But here I was 20 years old. And I believed that the Lord, when I was praying, I said, "Well, maybe it'll be years down the road." So. But that very day, my dad called me and got a hold of me and said, "Brother Liddell wants you to call him." And I've said, I don't know, but I've said that my dad told me he wants you to call him today. But it may have not necessarily been that way. I was thinking about this morning, but I called him that very day. Now, I just preached a revival here about 3 months earlier, so I thought maybe something had happened, or maybe somebody had prayed that we was praying for or something. And so it was the furthest thing from my mind what he was going to say to me. But that very day, that morning, I prayed it through that the Lord, that I would obey him if he wanted me to pastor a church. And so he called him, and he said, "Brother Samuel," first thing he said, "Brother Samuel, I feel like God wants you to come and pastor this church." Amen. Praise the Lord. And so we came, and we started. Started pastoring the church, and Brother Bob and Sister Bobby even was there with us. We had a few more that came in after that, but for the most part, it was probably about 8 or 9 months with just about 4 or 5 of us there in the church. And we prayed real hard for God to send people in. I knew the Lord didn't call me down here to just pastor them. Amen. So we prayed real hard, and the Lord spoke to me twice. The Lord dealt with me a lot of times. But the Lord spoke to me twice, and I could take you to the very place when he spoke to me both times. And when God speaks to you, you don't forget it. A lot of people say God spoke to me, but it don't change them or nothing. You know, they may have had a feeling, and it may have been from God. But when God speaks to you, you don't forget it. And it wasn't necessarily an audible voice, I can't say, but the Lord spoke to me directly words. I can tell you exactly what He told me both times in that old church before we done any remodeling or anything. One time I was praying, and I was saying, and I got to praying for different people and had a lot I was praying for, and I started saying, God, get them. I don't know how I got to saying that, but I said, God, get them, you know. And I was saying, God, get them, as I was praying, got carried away saying, God, get them. And the Lord spoke to me and said, I'm going to get you. You get me and I'll get them. Amen. You get me and I'll get them. And it wasn't very much longer, just a few, probably a few weeks later, I was praying again in that church. And the Lord, I was saying, Lord, fill this church. Just, you know, I hadn't forgot what the Lord spoke to me. I said, Lord, fill this church. I was just praying. And He said, I'll fill you before I fill this church. Amen. So me and my wife started seeking God to fill us. And God done a lot of amazing things in our hearts. Hallelujah. Amen. He done a lot of miraculous things for our souls in that period of time. See, God can't move if we're not ready. Amen. And I don't know that I'm ready now, but anyways, He's still getting me ready. But I started praying, and I stand here and tell you, I cannot tell you a revival came. I cannot tell you on a certain service that I preached a certain message. I don't know when it happened. I cannot look back and tell you when it happened, where all you came from. Because I've still just tried to get the Lord and let Him get you. Amen. I've just tried to let Him fill me. And then He'll fill the church. And I can't tell you a certain revival that happened. I can't tell you a certain message we preached. But I can tell you that we've prayed that God would help us to serve Him. And just one by one, amen, God has moved. So I could talk for a long time about what happened over there at the old church and how we remodeled, because miracles and miracles happen. But we've already been through that and that dedication service, and here we are. So I want to tell you how we got here. We remodeled the church, and God moved on us and blessed us. And y'all know that's a beautiful church. We're so proud of it. Amen. And still, it's just wonderful how the Lord helped us. And we didn't have no money, though. God brought it in. The pews was paid for and donated. The carpet was paid for and donated. Not the church. Somebody done it. And the drywall and the paint and the light. I mean, just one thing after another happened. We didn't have no money, but God blessed us. And when we had a need, He provided. And so we wanted to start a building fund. And I had talked to Brother Bob, the secretary treasurer, and we had talked about opening up a building fund. I talked to the bank, and they said you could open it up with $100 and open up an account. So I said, well, I said, I don't want to open up no account with $100. I want to do something great, you know. So along about those same times, I'm going to tell you all this, and this, I have to tell you who did it, because it was me, but don't do it unless it's God, all right? But for sure, you young people, all right, I'm just telling you what happened, but don't do this unless it's God. We had borrowed some money for some furniture and paid it off, and that's what you got to do. You got to pay your bills off, you know. And we had done it through a little financial company, and so they was calling us back. You know how they'll bug you. You know, you pay a bill off, they want another loan, and that's their money. So they kept bugging us. They was calling my cell phone all the time, Brother Marty. I mean, just bugging me to death. So one day they called my cell phone, and I said, well, how much will you give me? It's trying to give me a loan. How much will you give me? They're selling my cash money. They said, we'll give you $5,500. I said, if I come up there, you'll give me $5,500 cash. He said, yeah, you walk out here with a cashier's check. So I said, okay, well, I don't need it, but whatever. Well, something got to talking to me. You know, I said, well, you know, I could borrow that money and start that building fund with $5,500 and then pay it off. And like I said, don't do this, all right? So we talked about it, and it was probably a couple weeks. And finally, Sister Bethany, we would, no, that ain't God. If God wanted us to give that, He'd give it to us, you know. That ain't right. But I knew I could pay the bill. I knew I could. I knew I would. So we got to praying one day, and we said, we're going to do it. I said, you really think? She said, yes, I feel like we all do it. I said, well, God will bless us for it. If this is His will, He'll bless us. And I said, even if He don't, we'll pay it off. Amen. So we said we're going to do it. So I called the financial company. I said, I'm going to come in. It's on Friday. And she said, I can't today. I think her name was Lisa. I'm pretty sure I still remember. She said, I can't today. Can you come in Monday? I'll be there Monday. Well, so I just forgot about it. And Sunday morning, a man walked in and gave us $9,000. Hallelujah. Tithes. Amen. Tithes, you know, gave it to us, me. So we didn't even have to borrow the money. And we got the $5,500 for the building fund. Praise God. And about the same time, there was another brother in the church that, and I could call names, but then if I got started, I would be in trouble, all right? So, that had done some work and had sold some equipment that he had built, and he said that the Lord had dealt with him to give $5,500. And so we started a building fund with $11,000. Praise God. About within a week, I know it was in right about the same time, somebody got saved and had made a bad business deal, they told me, 30 years ago. And how many of you know when you get saved, you fix what you done 30 years ago? Huh? Did you know that when you get saved, you're going to fix what you did 30 years ago or 10 or 5? So he went to that company and tried to pay them, and they wouldn't take it. It's a long on, and so he gave it to the church, $10,000. So within a week, we had $21,000 in the building fund. And I can't tell you, Brother Bob, I could tell you we had a kids' crusade. Y'all remember the kids' crusade and the pennies running over the buckets every night? Three-night kids' crusade, and we've got $3,000 in pennies. But I can't tell you where the rest of just here we was when we come and looked at this church with about $30,000 in the building fund and roughly about another $10,000. So they wanted $400,000, and we finally, I can't take too long on that because I could go on and on, but we got down to about $300,000, the offer that they wanted for this. And so we come over here and had a service, and I was so burdened. I was so burdened in that baptismal service. I mean, just really burdened in that service. Because I felt good about it, but it seemed so big. And things was against us at that time, it seemed like. And we had a Sunday afternoon service here and had that baptismal here. And some of y'all got baptized. How many got baptized in that service? Amen. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 5. Yeah, I thought there was some more, I think. But anyways... Huh? Yeah, Tiffany got baptized. 6 or 7. I remember that. I think there was 8 was baptized. But anyways, on that Wednesday night afterwards, somebody come to me in the church and said that they was felt like the Lord dealt with them to give $100,000 to the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, after a lot of cured... We got down to 300. I had Caldwell Banker come appraise our church. We got on the market for 70. We had 130 plus 70. We knew we could borrow 100. I said, church, we can do it. Y'all remember me telling you that? I said, we can do it. We've got to pray. And I told the church, to the visitors, I'll tell you, I told the church, we can't feel good about this. We've got to hear from God. Because you know God will speak. A lot of times it seems like He won't speak. But if we'll get to the place where we can hear, He will speak. And so we started praying. We prayed in the morning. Y'all remember that? We prayed mornings before we went to work. Evenings we didn't pray. I think we started in the evening, but we started praying. And then we went back to mornings, praying before we went to work. And everybody wasn't there, but we prayed. We prayed, and I remember it was the third week on a Monday morning. We prayed Monday through Friday for probably about an hour. And then for the second week, and then on that third week, on Monday morning, the Lord spoke to me and said, you've come past this mountain long enough. Praise God. Those very words, He said, you've come past this mountain long enough. Amen. And before the day was over, somebody told me, said, I'm going to match that gift that was given of $100,000. Hallelujah. So we had another $100,000 given to the church. Praise God. We went to the bank. We said we got, I told them, I said we got about 240, but I wasn't thinking. I was just so proud. We didn't want to just suck us or dry, you know. If we was going to loan some money, we wanted enough to carry the closing cost and get us a sign. And the sign, if we'd ordered it earlier, it would have been here. But anyway, so I told them, I said, we got about 240, maybe 250,000. You know, I said, we just need a little bit. And that banker, remember Brother Bob, he gave us that list. I mean, that the whole list of things. And Brother Mike said, I don't think we can get you all that stuff. He said, well, you get me what you can. And I talked to him several times, and he told me these words. He said, we don't hardly loan to churches because we get bit. Nobody is responsible for the loan. And he wanted everybody that was willing to sign on that note. And he wanted every member's name and every member's finance, tithing. And he even wanted all the finances he could get in the church. 2 years report of the church. Church history. What about church history? He said, just draw it up. Just write something down. Tell me what, you know. He wanted all these things. Matter of fact, he had a list. And then he wrote on the bottom, didn't he? He wrote some more things he wanted on the bottom. And Brother Bob went to digging and went to pulling and working and finding things. And we, of course, I've got an account at that bank, and the church had two accounts, a building fund and then the general fund at that bank. So we got three letters in the mail, one to me and then two to the church, saying that the church was that the bank was selling to a bigger bank. Said all your account numbers will stay the same, the loan officers, all the officers will stay the same, not loan, all the officers will stay the same, everything. Well, I never even thought about it. But Brother Bob gave me a folder on Sunday morning, which they sold it over President's Day weekend. President's Day's on Monday. And that was, they had a long weekend. That was the transfer. We had three banks in Kilgore, Gladewater, and Longview, I believe. There may have been more, but just small. And they sold to Austin Bank. That's our bank down here on Stone Road. It used to be City National. It's Austin Bank. Now Austin Bank's got banks all over Texas. And so they sent us these letters. We knew they were selling, but you know everything was going to stay the same. So I got that folder, and I was nervous. We were praying, God, help us. Let this be enough. All we need is this little bit. We can sell our property and pay it off. And so I went into that bank on that Tuesday morning. I tried Monday as closed. I went back Tuesday morning with that folder, and I walked in that bank. And I was just so worried. This ain't what he wanted. This ain't all he wanted, you know. This ain't going to do it. What's he going to say? And he was pretty adamant about getting everything we could to him. And I'm not saying they wouldn't have loaned it to us. I don't know if they would have or not. But it was definitely some work for us. We went in. I said, I need to see Dan. I said, Dan's gone. I said, when will he be back? He said, Dan's gone. And you know what I thought? I thought, yeah, they got rid of him. That ain't all I thought. I thought that little bank wouldn't loan it to us. Why in the world's a big bank going to? And that may have be the way it would have happened. I don't know. But God has a plan for everything. And so I walked in. I said, well, who is it? I walked in there, and I waited for a while. Finally, she come out, and I met her and went in there. And she said, all I can tell you, because I told her what he said. She said, yeah, that's right. You know, we need all that. She said, all I can tell you is I'm going to look over this stuff, and I'll call you tomorrow. She said, because I don't know nothing about it, about as far as the loan. She called me the next day, which would have been on a Wednesday. And I was moving in the house. I still remember. I was right there in the garage. She said, Reverend Snow. Yeah, this is Billy from Austin Bank. And she said, I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I want to tell you that yesterday when you walked out, the vice president of Austin Bank was making his rounds through this bank. And she said, I just showed him all your stuff and said, this preacher come in here and he needs about $60,000, which we ended up borrowing $77,000. But needs about $60,000 or so, you know. And she said, he looked at me and said, give that preacher what he wants. He said, I'll sign it right now. He signed the paper before we ever filled out the amount we wanted. And she said, I need to know two things. How much do you want? And how long do you want it financed for? That's all I need to know, she said. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. And so here we are today. We paid $225,000 down. We figured up more, that's about 75%. We borrowed about 25%. And I'm believing God's going to wipe that away. Amen. We're just seeking His will about the sale of that property over there, what He wants us to do with it, whatever His will is. But I'm telling you right now, I know that the Lord wanted this church to know, just like Abraham, are you really going to do it? I believe that. I believe the Lord let that little bitty piece of that loan stand in our way just for us to take the knife in our hand and say, God, You spoke to us, and it don't matter if we have to borrow every penny, we're going to do it. You see, Abraham, he would have killed Isaac. He would have killed Isaac. And you can't just take the knife in the hand because God knows your heart. You know, people can put on a show, but that ain't nothing to God. God knows your heart. And I'm telling you, this church right here, we had meetings, and this church said, we'll pay the payment on that loan. We'll do it. They said it. And God saw that their heart was in it. And you know what He said? He said, I've got something better. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when we was looking at this church, and we was looking at the other property over there by the old church, Brother Finney Jacob came and preached for us, and I brought him over here to this church, and back here at that corner, he touched the brick, and he prayed a little prayer, and he said, in the name of Jesus, I believe you. Brother Finney Jacob from India. And we went back and looked at that property. He never hardly said nothing. Then he turned and looked to him, and he said, Brother Sam, said, if you buy that property, you'll build a church for, I think he said 3 years. I know he said three. He may have said 2 or 3 or 3 to 4, but 3 years was in there. You'll build a church for 3 years. It takes a while. He said, but if you buy that church over there, you'll walk right in there and start working for God immediately. And that's what I plan to do, is work for God immediately. Amen. There's already been souls saved in these altars. There's already been a move of God under the tent out there. We've already had a wonderful revival. Amen. We got to work for God for what He's done for us. Let's give Him the glory. Stand together with us.